Members of the Egypt to Gaza Solidarity Caravan, EG1, toured the Gaza Strip on the second day of the visit to the tiny coastal enclave, which has been under strict Israeli blockade for the last 4 years. The international activists entered Gaza through the Rafah border crossing after their ship docked at the Egyptian Al-Arish port late Monday night. The group succeeded in bringing $1 million worth of food supplies, medicines, and children's toys to the Gazans. They began their tour by visiting Gaza's Shifa Hospital, where activists say they were not allowed to bring into Gaza all of the relief supplies they brought with them on the flotilla.
This aid was a humanitarian aid, exactly. The medicine for the children, the medicine for the aged people, the innocent people of Gaza. And unfortunately, the Egypt government is not allowed to bring the medicines to in the ship, and they stop our ship also from last 48 hours.
Convoy members met later with Hamas Prime Minister Ismail Haniyeh, who said that aid convoys help expose Israeli policies against Palestinians. Hamas movement welcomed the convoy and called for similar convoys to break the blockade.
We're grateful for their efforts during this long and arduous journey. The Asian aid convoy is yet another step towards helping to lift the blockade.
The activists also visited war-ravaged areas in Gaza and met with families of war victims who were pleased to welcome them.
The Asia aid convoy is welcome here after making such a long journey to come and see what the Zionists have done to this holy land.
Egypt has prevented some members of the convoy, including Iranians, from entering Gaza.
Not being with my Iranian brothers, actually, I feel very sad, not only me, but also all the members of caravan, because we were with our Iranian brothers during 10 days in Iran, and also during 3-4 days in Turkey, and also during more than 1 week in Syria.
Palestinians have frequently accused Cairo of helping Tel Aviv by its refusal to grant aid convoys easy access to Gaza through the Rafah border.
After seeing firsthand the situation on the ground, the activists stressed that they are here to express solidarity with the Palestinian people in their resistance against Israel. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV, Gaza.